Rani Jahat Okafor, 18 month. Rashid Al-Kafarna, 30.
Those are some of the names of the hundreds of Palestinians killed in the current conflict between Israel and Gaza. It's part of an artwork that goes on view starting today at the White Box, a nonprofit art gallery on the Lower East Side. The piece was created by Palestinian artist Khaled Jarar, who made headlines internationally last week when Israeli authorities refused to let him travel to New York for the opening of a show at the New Museum, where he has another piece. Here with a review is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So who is Khaled Jarar, and what do you make of his work?
Khaled Jarar is a Palestinian artist who I had not heard of until last week. He is 38 years old. He lives in Ramallah in the West Bank. His work speaks to themes of life on the West Bank, themes of enclosure, entrapment, and restriction, and the question of recognition of the state of Palestine. But he has such a light, humorous touch, I think he wins everybody over. For instance, at a biennial two summers ago, he sat at a table in Berlin and had a stamp that he made himself that said Palestine and stamped the passports of any willing travelers who walked by his table.
Khaled Jarar has two things going on in New York right now. He's got the show at the White Box, and then also he's got a piece in a show at the New Museum. What exactly does he have there, and why wasn't he able to come for the opening?
The New Museum is now showing the first ever survey of Arab art in New York City. He has just one piece in a very large show. It's a film. It's a documentary film called Infiltrators. It's about men trying to cross the border from the West Bank into Jerusalem and what they have to go through to get across. Now, the theme of that piece, obviously, is walls and containment. And the irony is, the sad irony is, that he himself became known as somebody who was contained and restricted when he couldn't leave the West Bank. He was planning on visiting the United States for the first time ever. He had all his paperwork in place. He had his passport, his visa, a letter from the New Museum saying he's an artist, let him come here. He tried to cross into Amman to get to the airport, but was stopped at the border and told that he would not be allowed to leave the country, and no one on the West Bank was allowed to leave the country.
He has three pieces at the White Box Gallery. What are those?
The piece in the show I really loved is called Bus Stop. And it consists of a video that he made when he visited some children on the West Bank who have to walk very, very far to school because the bus does not stop in their neighborhood. And together they all built a bus stop. And at the end, sadly, they wait for the bus. And they say, "Where's the bus? Where's the bus?" And the bus never arrives. It's a very touching piece because to see so many children hoping for a bus is to really feel all the lost hopes of the current moment.
Is all his work political? I mean, you actually interviewed him, right?
His work does have a very strong documentary impulse. I think he does want to capture what it is like to live on the West Bank. He mentioned to me, for instance, that he is not allowed into Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, and that when he does want to cross the border, he has to climb through a hole in a wall. Naturally, during the course of our conversation, I told him that I was Jewish, and this is what he said.
"I feel Jewish more than you."
"Why?"
"Why? Because I don't believe so much in religion. I don't care if I am Jewish or I am Muslim or I am a Christian. I like to be all of this. I like if I can combine all of them together."
What did you make of that?
He wants to rise above national boundaries and make art that speaks to everyone. He wants to let us know he's not hateful, he's not shrill, he's not didactic, he's not a terrorist. He is a man trying to capture the reality of his life on the West Bank.
Some might see his work as propaganda. It is one-sided, but do you think it's propaganda?
No, I don't see it as propaganda. Propaganda, to me, is a message that can fit on a sign or a placard, and his work is more complex and subtle than that.
Well, listeners, would you be interested in seeing the work of Palestinian artists here in New York? Can art help you better understand a complex political situation? Let us know with a comment at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
This is WNYC.